An Orthodox Christmas Eve Mass for Coptic Christians in Sydney has been a sombre affair, where the victims of a New Year's Eve church attack in Egypt have been remembered. The Coptic Church has about 100,000 members in Australia. John Noah from the Coptic Diocese of Sydney says it's a time of celebration, but also of sorrow.
We celebrate the birth of Christ, our Saviour, but in the meantime we are sad and sorrow to see the continuous attack on the Copts of Egypt in Egypt and the continuous persecution of Copts who are living in Egypt, the killings, the massacre of Copts, as we have seen early last week on the New Year's Eve, of how 12 people were killed in the city of Helwan.
Mr. Noah says the prayers have been for a positive future.
We are looking forward to a positive and better 2018 than last year, and we hope we don't see a repeat of those terrorist attacks that we have seen. The communities united back in Egypt and in Australia.
St. Michael's Ethiopian Orthodox Church at Ravenhall, Victoria, has also marked Christmas celebrations. The church's spokesperson, Dr. Teferi, says it's a day to focus on harmony.
In our country, Ethiopia, we celebrate it together with other religions like the Muslims and also Indians and so on. So I would like to take this opportunity to say Happy Christmas. It's a day where our Lord Jesus Christ was born and where we got everlasting peace because of his birth. So I would wish all fellow Ethiopians and also the Copts and the Syrians and other Christians celebrating Christmas this day to have really good peace, prosperity and harmony to live together.
Dr. Teferi says the message is particularly important for the younger generation. He says the community has a big responsibility to shape young people to become the best citizens they can be.
We love this country. It's a beautiful country. We have got lots of opportunities to study, to work, and let's use this opportunity. Let's not be like somebody else who doesn't like working or studying. We can study, we can work, and let's use this opportunity. And I would like to thank the government of Australia to give us this opportunity. We have all the freedoms, so let's use it in a wise way.
Russian Orthodox Australians, meanwhile, have celebrated Christmas with words of hope. A deacon of the Holy Virgin Protection Cathedral in Melbourne's East Brunswick, Father Mark Voloshin, says it's a day to remember challenges in life can be overcome.
And we can turn to God and seek to find peace, and in that also to try to love others and to care for others, and hopefully through those things transcend all our anguish, all our worries and sorrows, and find that in God.
A member of the Serbian St. George Orthodox Church in Melbourne's suburban St. Albans, Vani Petrovic, says Christmas brings together family, friends and communities.
Well, today's a day where the Orthodox community comes together and celebrates the birth of Jesus Christ, our Saviour. For many, today's a day about family, tradition, forgiveness and most importantly, love. Apart from Easter, today is the second biggest day in our calendar. A typical day is going to church in the morning, having a traditional lunch, showering each other with gifts and having a few drinks along the way.
Meanwhile, younger members of the Coptic community have enjoyed a family day out at Christmas celebrations in Sydney South. This group summed it up.
It's a good time to like have time with my friends, but mostly it's to celebrate how about Jesus' birth.
Our family's coming over to our house for a swim.
Merry Christmas!
Piwa Kwan, SBS News.